That saying that the soul kid ran down to the mess decks and got me a cup of coffee. And I don't know how many cases we do that night. I just lose track, you know. We're so busy all the time. So I guess I got off about 7 yesterday morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that, and I slept the whole day. And then went back today, and we're still getting casualties in, but not in the heavy load that we had been getting. But, of course, it's steady and constant, and we do expect to be working all the time. And last night, the Iwo Jima was in closer. Oh, yeah, well, one of the doctors on the Iwo got sick, so one of our medical officers had to fly over there, one of our surgeons, to take his place. And one of our, he came over this morning to pick up, I don't know, shoes or something, he said. And we asked him how things were, and he said things were pretty calm now, but that they had been in, you know, right at the 12-mile limit. Well, actually, I think they were a little bit closer. And to the gun line, this is, I mean, right in, you know, where they're firing, to the DMZ. We're close to land, but we're not that close into the DMZ. And they were fired two rounds, they were fired on, two rounds came pretty close to ship, about 50 yards, and I guess they took out of their bike about 25 knots an hour and came out and sat about 400 yards off our bow all night long. I guess they figured as long as they were out here, you know, that they really wouldn't get touched. We're within rocket fire, of course, but we send out blurps on radar all the time that, you know, it's USS Hospital Ship Repose. So that the North Vietnamese will know who we are. I seriously doubt that they'd ever shell us, because, of course, it would be such a commotion the world over. So the Iwo was hovering close by so that there wouldn't be any danger of being shelled again last night. Not that I blame him. And he said things were, you know, pretty calm down now, but that the our intelligence has it that May 17th will be the next big push, and they're going to try to recapture Hue and Quang Tri, but I don't know whether they are or not. I don't know what the North Vietnamese losses were, but I certainly think it's too much for whatever we lost. I don't know. I just hope it was worth it. I wish this whole thing would be over with, because it's the... You know, it's fine for these demonstrators back home and all these people who are doves and all this business, and they want the bombing stopped. Yeah, and look at now. It's not them. They're sitting very comfortably in their own home and not concerned, lots of them. Of course, many are, of course, but many of them are not concerned. They're not concerned unless they've got somebody over here. And it's the poor grunts out in the field that get killed and shot up, and they're bearing the brunt of this whole thing. And I think that's what's so hard. And also the Iwo, the doctor told me that they gave guns to ship's company. That's like the kids that sail the ship. And they put them ashore to help get these Marines back. I tell you, you know, you just see so many acts of heroism every day, unbelievable things that don't even, you know, warrant gee, that's a good job. It's just part of their daily job. It's unbelievable how these kids perform. They're so good. I mean, I know we have our beatniks at home and everything, but and some of them are, you know, they get into trouble and all this business, but these kids really are terrific. They're just the greatest, and there isn't anything they wouldn't do for one another. And then patients went down, and they wanted to know if they couldn't go to triage and volunteer to be stretcher bearers, but, you know, you just can't hear that. And the line officers, they always come by every night because they all know me, because I'm the OR supervisor, and they think our shop is the most important. It truly isn't. Everything is important. But ours is the most dramatic because they come right from triage down to recovery and right into the OR. And everyone thinks that it's very dramatic. But it isn't. It's all part of a routine, of which happily I've been well schooled, and feel that after a good number of years I really am putting what training I've had, and I had good training, fortunately, to good use, and I think it's paying off. certainly out here, because there's so many things after a number of years and working in it, that kind of work, that you know the shortcuts and you know what's going to work and what's not, and it's just going well. So I have no complaints about that at all. Let's see, what was I going to tell you about the kids? Oh, we just had kids from, I don't think there was, oh, one was old Sarge. They all kept asking about how old Sarge was. So finally I found old Sarge, and he was all of 22, and he was fine. He was hit, but he wasn't hurt bad, and he'll be badly, and he'll be going back to duty. So, as I say, everything was really kind of wild around here for a couple of days, and it's just tapering off now, but we think that we'll be really hit again. The other news which we've had, and when I told you our Bangkok trip was canceled, but apparently they're planning on keeping us on the line for 90 days. This is an awful long time, and I kind of hope they don't, but they may change their mind. However, if they need us out here, then that's where we will be, and we will not get off the line earlier than 90 days, which will bring us sometimes up into July. So I'm glad I spent all that money. Just a minute. I thought somebody was knocking at the door, but I guess the ship is just rolling. But anyhow, I'm glad I spent that money and got my birthday presents down through July taken care of. Let me play this back. Anyhow, I-Corps, which is, you know, on that map I gave you, it says 1234 Corps. Well, I-Corps, they call it I-Corps, is where we were attached. And they've got twice as many men here now as they had last year. And they're so busy. They're just really swamped, as I say. And they don't have as many hospitals. They don't have twice as many hospital beds. So they call the sanctuary back from, it should be on its way now, I guess, back from Subic, which I'm very sorry to hear, because, you know, that poor ship. But I guess our new captain, Captain Drew, sent out a blistering message to everybody and said, stand by, you know, these people work, and that's all there is to it. You've got to give them some time off. But we'll survive no matter what they decide to do, and it hasn't been so bad. Nobody's complained about the work. You don't hear them. They really are awfully good, and they really help, and they do a good job. One of my corpsmen down there asked to extend for 6 months, and so they were saying, well, that's, you know, credit to you. And I said, no, it's not. He's got a girlfriend in Longapo, which is in the Philippines. So I got him in the office. I said to him, you know, we're not going back to the Philippines for a while. And he kind of grinned and said, yes, ma'am, I know it. But we'll see what happens. As far as anything else is concerned, I don't have any news to speak of. The one thing I really would kind of go for, if you're in a place where you can see it, is a salami. Not that ordinary Oscar Mayer, anything like that, but, you know, a real good Italian-like all-meat salami, maybe even a kosher one, I wouldn't care. Doesn't have to be too big, but just a nice one, a salami or even like that Lebanon bologna, you know, something like that. I really would like something that would taste that way, you know, like all-American. And I guess you can mail them all right, and just mail it, you know, Sam, space available, and when it gets here. I don't care if it smells. Let's see, do I have anything else I should be telling you? Oh, I had some pictures, and I'll send them to you a day or so, I guess. And I like the picture of Dad and the golfers. That's really something. And I hope that you got everything from the Philippines by this time. We got mail yesterday, but I didn't get anything. But I know the mail is awfully slow for us out here, and some days we get a lot of letters, and some days we don't get hardly any. So that I don't blame anyone for not writing. It's just the mail situation is poor. I don't have much other news. As I said, all my news has been that we've been so busy and really working so hard that I don't feel like I have to back into the pay line this next payday, I'll tell you. But it's going okay. And I had two kids come down and ask if they could work in the OR. You know, I don't know whether they can or not. But everyone seems a little bit happier. I think maybe, you know, they need a new face around and new ideas every so often. And I thought that some of my ideas, the ideas that I thought would meet with tremendous resentment, haven't, actually. I can't get over it. And they really let me do a few things, you know. I mean, they don't buck everything I say, happily, because it would be pretty miserable if they did. But it takes time to get everything the way you want it. And I'm getting good cooperation from the medical department, too. Again, happily, because it would be awful if you didn't. Well, listen, it's coming to the end of the tape, and I just wanted you to have a tape for next week. I don't know when I'll make another one, but as I say, when I have time. I just got off duty now, and I thought while it was quiet, I would do it. So, let me hear from you, and take care of yourself, and don't worry, I'm fine.